Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Wrestling Observer Live. We are here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern with Andrew Zarian, and Saturday mornings with my esteemed colleague, the professional Jim Valley at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. As always, well, actually, there's not that much to get into today for once. I don't want to jinx myself, but other than an NXT show last night, which I thoroughly enjoyed the in-ring portion of that show very much, aside from a review of NXT from last night, we have a AEW Dynamite preview for tonight, which will, of course, feature a big, big, big contest in the world of the AEW main event scene, as Kenny Omega will take on Swerve Strickland. And at the end of the show, the final segment, I will be joined by the Death Valley Driver video review message board legend himself, Phil Schneider, to talk about a little bit of an old professional wrestling show that we both watched, but mostly to plug the upcoming Action Wrestling Death Valley Days independent professional wrestling show that is taking place in Tennessee in a few weeks. So, as I mentioned, not a whole ton of news to get into. On the sad front, former producer for WWE, Kerwin Silfies, has unfortunately passed away. We will have more on that later on in the show. But keep tuned. We got 50 minutes or so of pro wrestling news and talk coming at you.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Filthy Tom Lawler back on the air, hopefully, with you on Wrestling Observer Live. I am getting the most robotic feed I think I've ever had in my life. I'm not sure if AI is taking over. I'm not sure what's going on. So hopefully we are recording. Although, hey, producer Dom, do we have any confirmation that we're on the air anywhere?
You're on the air on our end at least, yes.
Oh, all right. Thank the Lord. Okay, so as long as the show is still going, I'm going to get right into my NXT review from last night, and then we could do a little bit of house cleaning in the next segment before Phil Schneider joins us for the final two segments. So we had the NXT on CW Network last night. And like I said in the first segment, I rather enjoyed this show. I enjoyed the wrestling. There were, of course, some real issues, as there always seem to be in the world of Zaruka, not only with them, but with the way they are portrayed. Mind-boggling in some ways, infuriating in every other. But we'll get to that later on. The show opened with the AAA Mixed Tag Team Champion, Lola Vice, taking on Kalani Jordan, and they wasted no time in getting it going on as Lola attacked her in the aisleway, rightfully so, as Kalani Jordan had attacked her hand weeks ago and, like, squished it, I believe, with a ladder before the NXT Championship ladder match that took place later that night. So Lola coming in with a injured right hand. She did a great double leg transition in a mount before leveling Kalani with strikes. Kalani then decided to focus her attack on that right hand that I mentioned. She wrenched away at it, took off the protective brace, slammed it into the steel steps. Lola locked on a sleeper, but couldn't keep her grip locked. Then she fired up with some left-handed jabs, a series of spinning kicks that led to her German suplexing Kalani into the corner, where Booker T, of course, the award-winning and two-time Hall of Fame Booker T, may I add, went wild for Lola's hip attacks in the corner. Lola gave Kalani a seated splash from the apron to the floor. She went for the spinning back fist, but missed and punched through the paper mache wall they now use for spots. Kalani threw her in the ring, went for the 450 splash, but got none of it, as Vic said. Lola locked on a triangle choke. Kalani stomped on her hand, got out of the submission, and then locked on her own submission, wrenching away at the hand of Lola Vice, and the former Bellator fighter herself submitted to Kalani Jordan as they push this as a standout win for her. Tony D cut a promo. He said he's coming after Dark State. He talked about Cutler James' amateur chops at Duke University, which to me explained why this Cutler James is into sadomasochism and butt stuff like he talks about on the show all the time. It made perfect sense. He's an amateur wrestler. Joe Hendry then jumped Ricky Saints as he arrived at the NXT Arena parking lot. Shiloh Hill, who's sometimes now wearing a Casey Jones mask from Ninja Turtles, did a promo. I rather enjoyed his promo. He was getting fired up. And then the Belly Boys, Hank and Tank, came in, got him even more excited. And then he cackled off, said he was going to be the North American champion after tonight. And even the Belly Boys were perplexed by his bizarreness. NXT champion Joe Hendry stormed to the ring. He called for a microphone because he wanted to fight Ricky Saints there tonight. Instead, Saints appeared in the NXT Bird's Nest, where he said Hendry has none of the qualities of a champion. Hendry said, look, I deal in facts, and the fact is I'm something you're not, and that is the NXT champion. Saints said, you're not the best at anything besides marketing and hype. You may have parlayed that into a shot in the Royal Rumble, a match at Mania where he got squashed, and even a video game DLC. Hendry called him a whiny little female dog, and Saints challenged him to a match on March 7th at Vengeance Day, and Hendry agreed. So title match will happen between these two. The Culling had a video package where they talked about being the variable no one can prepare for, making the future bend. I don't know what that means, as they become the new number one contenders. Maybe they were inspired by Barack Obama saying that aliens are out there. Maybe they got a lead on that. They're going to bend the future. I don't know. Izzy Dame said, and that is just what it is. And Spears gave a very wry smirk. So I don't know if that's her new catchy catchphrase for the Culling. We're in action later on. Tony D ran through Cutler James in a matter of minutes. He was in great cosmetic shape, suplexed the former amateur wrestler around the ring, ran through him with a amateur wrestling style blast double leg, and then planted James with a standing spine buster, got the win. Dion Lennox got in the ring. He attacked Tony D, but he got beat up really bad too. He got tossed into the steps. Tony D was going to mutilate his leg with the top of the steel steps, crushing it, but James pulled Dion Lennox away, luckily, and the leader of Dark State lived to fight another day. Ethan Page filled the Vanity Project with comments made of hot air backstage. Miles Bourne came in. Ricky Saints came in. They were all happy about possibly being champions after Vengeance Day. We had OTM take on the Culling, Hank and Tank, and the Vanity Project in a four-way tag match for the number one contendership for the NXT tag titles. Two men in, allowed at a time. This was wild. I really enjoyed this match. This had a high level of difficulty. There was only one real veteran in there with Spears, but they pulled off almost everything they did with no real hiccups. And there was a point where all guys were down. Everything broke down. Everybody's hitting their finishers. All eight men then got up. They did consecutive superplexes so that they were all down again. A brawl broke out. Brad Baylor was legal. He got wiped out. Everyone tried to steal the pin on him, but he rolled up Spears. Spears gave him his finisher. Drake pulled him off the cover. OTM gave Spears a double stomp. OTM tackled Hank and Tank through the announce desks, and Ricky Smoke simply shoved Brad Baylor from being held up by the ropes to on top of Spears. And as much as you can steal a win, Vanity Project stole the win here. Keanu Carver had a promo where he talked about what a big jerk he is. Said he got NIL money to go play football in college, but he didn't like the coaching, so he left. There was Sol Ruka was backstage looking for Zarya. Robert Stone, who was just talking to Hendry, says, I don't know where she is. Sorry. And they, Sol turns, and Zarya is right there. Stone was directly looking at her. She was directly in his line of sight. But I don't know. Did he pretend he didn't see her? Did Zarya teleport? Maybe Nico Vance bent the future like he said he was going to do earlier. I don't know. But Zarya told Sol that she stole her title shot last week. She didn't want to talk to her. She's done with this one-sided relationship. And she actually told Sol she can go to hell. We had a Fatal Influence promo. JC Jane was fantastic here. She talked about being jealous of all the attention Sol gets because no matter what she does, they tell her Sol's a bigger star than her. She said she didn't win the title by doing flips. She did it by being the best in NXT and the best in the WWE today. Sol Ruka came out. She said, look, you could badmouth me, but you're not going to badmouth my relationship with Zarya. Jane said she learned years ago you have to dump your friends to get to the top. Fallon and Lainey, her Fatal Influence buddies, gave her a stern, stink, evil eye for. And then Sol said JC came in toxic, turned fatal. When Sol wins, she will know inside that Sol Ruka is better than JC Jane. JC slapped her. They beat Sol Ruka down. And of all people, who ran out to make the save? But the woman that told her to go to hell, Zarya, ran down, played like she was going to attack Sol, but instead speared Fallon Henley, laid out the rest of Fatal Influence, helped Sol up, and hugged her. Can someone get these two a Horseshack test? Because I think they might be insane. I don't know what is going on with these two. They are out of their minds. They need help. And so do I. But I'm not going to get it for another segment or two. We'll finish up this NXT review when we come back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now.
800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Filthy Tom Lawler back here on Wrestling Observer Live on the radio airwaves, at least with you today. Is anybody listening? Are you out there? There's horse shoes, but are there horse socks? Questions we may never get the answer to. However, I do have the answer to what happened in the rest of NXT on the CW last night. Before I was so rudely interrupted by the scheduled commercial break, we continue on with Elio LaFleur taking on Eli Knight in the Speed Tournament Finals. And I've talked about this on the show over the past week, but I had this hunch. I just had a feeling, and I kept saying it. I think I said it yesterday. I may have said it Monday. I know I told Brian. I know I told the listeners on Twitch, on YouTube, but they can't back me up right now. But I said I thought they were going to do a three-way for this Speed Championship with Jasper Troy defending against both Elio LaFleur and Eli Knight. And lo and behold, I was right. Now, it didn't go down exactly how I had imagined. I thought that Jasper Troy would come out and lay waste to both of these fine gentlemen. However, they had a fine speed contest and went to a draw after some 3 minutes, 180 seconds of high speed action. And instead of this being the end and Jasper Troy simply retaining the belt, Robert Stone came out and he made it a three-way, saying he was so impressed he's going to do something different this time. And next week, Jasper Troy defends against Elio LaFleur and Eli Knight. They did that just for me. I know it. And what they also did, just for Brian Alvarez, even though he's not here, they increased the speed time limit because next week, it'll be a 7 minute speed time limit. Can you imagine how fast Jasper Troy is going to go over those 420 seconds. Shiloh Hill and Miles Bourne got into it backstage. Uriah Connors was trying to recruit for this new Birthright stable. He's trying to get Charlie Dempsey in the mix. Charlie's like, you know, I'd kind of be into it, but Lexus King, which is quite frankly easy to understand. He leaves. Lexus Stax and the new TNA Knockout champ Ariana Grace entered stage left. And Lexus said next week this is Connor's chance to prove it to the Birthright as he will face his former Chase U teammate, Kale Dixon. Blake Monroe came in, introduced herself to Robert Stone, who was mid-conversation with Fallon Henley. Stone said, we've met like 40 times. He said he's trying to finish next week's speed tournament bracket. He mentioned here that Jada Parker was out of action with a neck injury, which is highly unfortunate. Obviously, wish her the best. If you remember last week, or perhaps it was the week before, it's whenever she wrestled Blake Monroe one-on-one, they had a spot in which they were trying to do a suplex, and Jada, they were mistimed. Miss Parker, it appeared, landed directly on top of her head. So, like I said, hopefully she recovers quickly from this. And next week in the speed tournament first round, Blake Monroe will take on Thea Hale, the very woman who took the NXT North America title from her. Zaruka was then backstage, and they made up again. Zarya said things have not been the same since Sol's knee injury led to her losing two titles. And if Zarya wants things to go back to the way they were before, it starts with helping Sol win the NXT women's title. So Zarya is going to screw poor JC Jane. That'll be the bane of my existence if these two continue not to break up and they take this belt off JC Jane. But, oh boy, I got a feeling that may be what happens. And then Zarya, of course, can go after Sol for the title. But we'll see. Miles Bourne walked up. Sol asked if he was okay. He said he now knows what he needs to do. The LFG Season 2 winner, Shiloh Hill, challenged Ethan Page for the WWE North American NXT Championship in the main event. This was Shiloh Hill's seventh televised match, they said. And on commentary, they claimed he's been upping his cardio training by chasing chickens around like Rocky. Ethan tried to hit him with the belt, but Shiloh stopped him, put the belt back on its pedestal, gave him a nice rebound clothesline on the floor, and this brought out the Vanity Project ringside, although they just surrounded the ring initially, and Hill missed a charge in the corner. This allowed Page to put the boots to him for a little bit. Page ordered the Vanity Project on the floor to expose the concrete, so the three of them did so. They were screaming about getting wicked, so you could tell these guys are straight from the Northeast. Page set up for the Ego's Edge powerbomb on the exposed concrete floor, but Shiloh Hill got away. As he got back in the ring, Page hit a code breaker, but as he posed, Shiloh Hill pulled his tooth out. This, of course, sends him in a rage. He fires off right hands, a shoulder tackle, a sidewalk slam, his flipping, imploding splash on a Page. The Vanity Project got on the apron. Hill took them all out one by one. Backdropped poor Brad Baylor on the floor. Threw Smokes into the barricade. Tossed Drake into the announce desk. But was then caught by Page with the twisted grin right on the exposed concrete floor. Face first. Ethan Page, such a veteran, did a fantastic job of making sure he landed on the padding. While poor Shiloh Hill ate the concrete. No grin on his face after that. Page threw him in the ring, hit another twisted grin, and retained the NXT title. They started beating down, Ethan Page and the Vanity Project, started beating down Shiloh Hill after the match. However, Miles Bourne, as he said earlier, he knew now what he needed to do, and that was run out and make the save here. He laid out the Vanity Project. Shiloh Hill did a great flip dive onto them on the floor. Miles Bourne laid into Page with more punches, demanded a title shot, which All Ego refused. Bourne then wrapped his ankle in a steel chair. He went to jump on it, but Page said, "No, no, I'll give you the match." And Miles Bourne stopped. The crowd continued chanting on, "Do it, do it, do it." And seeing this small bit of reprieve, this small shining light in the sky, this egomaniac, Ethan Page, just could not help himself. He looked at Miles Bourne. He said, "I knew you couldn't do it." And Miles Bourne responded, as he should have, by leaping high into the air, coming down with not only the great force of his size 13 shoe, but also furious vengeance onto the now pilmanized, or is it Lexus Kinged, ankle of the champion. So, didn't like the Zaruka stuff, but I think I rather liked the rest of the show. So, I'm glad Brian was not here to watch a good episode of NXT and to ruin my enjoyment. Tonight, we have AEW Dynamite coming to us from the Sacramento Memorial Auditorium. Kenny Omega will take on Swerve Strickland after a face-to-face brawl they had last week around the arena. This match is set between the two main eventers. Willow Nightingale defends the TBS title in a four-way against Megan Bain, Marina Shafir, and Mina Shirakawa. No rest for Willow Nightingale coming off of defending the AEW women's tag titles with Harley Cameron at Grand Slam this past weekend. MJF and Hangman Adam Page will go face-to-face ahead of their title showdown, which takes place at AEW Revolution next month. And we get the television in-ring debut of the Brawling Birds. Huh? As Jamie Hayter and Alex Windsor will team up. That is AEW Dynamite tonight. I'm sure it'll be a good in-ring show, as like every single Wednesday and Saturday is if you watch AEW. I mentioned earlier in the opening segment that, unfortunately, a little bit of sad news, as former WWE director Kerwin Silfies unfortunately passed away. First reported by PW Insider, Silfies passed away on February 17th after privately battling health issues. He was a longtime director for WWE, first joining the company in the mid-1980s after having many years of TV experience in Pennsylvania. He had been living in Florida recently. He was furloughed during the COVID-19 pandemic and had not returned. There was a quote from Taz saying he cannot explain what a super person and great director Silfies was. He worked with him for many years in WWE on the road and in studio. His passion for great TV was strong. The man once was working in the studio through an actually heart attack. He had an actual heart attack and kept working. Very sad to hear this. I hope they could put him in their Hall of Fame. He belongs. Prayers and support to his family. R.I.P. And there was a great quote also from Silfies himself where he talked about pro wrestling. I think it's wonderful, he said during a 1987 interview with the Allentown Morning Call. Having done a whole lot of both collegiate and professional wrestling work for television over the years, I think it's a great sport. In college, it's wonderful for conditioning and for discipline. Professional wrestling, it's about as entertaining an event as you can go to. I have seen thousands of people come into an arena, and they always go home happy. That'll be our goal for the rest of the show, and we'll be back in the next segment with Phil Schneider.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at vaxassist.com. That's vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back on the air with you. No Brian Alvarez. No Mike Sempervivi. But right now, what you have with you is Filthy Tom Lawler along with special guest. He is a writer for The Ringer, for GQ Magazine, for Uncrowned Combat, an LSAT tutor, author of The Way of the Blade, Way of the Blade AEW edition, and a writer for the Segunda Cayeta blog, a Death Valley driver video review legend, Phil Schneider. Thanks for joining me.
That is a long and impressive sounding resume that you dropped for me, Tom. Thank you very much. It's always good to talk to you, my friend.
Oh, one of the most impressive minds in the world of internet pro wrestling you are. So I cannot give you a long enough or more prestigious enough of an introduction. So, Phil, you always, I'm sure, have a million things that you could talk to me about here on the show. But seeing as how, you know, this show is somewhat time stamped, I believe that you have a big show coming up that we should talk about, the Action Wrestling Death Valley Days show.
Yep. February 28th, the TWA Arena, right outside of Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is the fourth wrestling show that I've promoted after the Deans 1, 2, and 3. This is one we're doing sort of back on the we're going back on our independent label. We had a couple major label shows on Atlantic, and then we're back on Discord, a punk rock style for this one. It's pretty exciting. We got a lot of really fun matches. There was some limits on the things we could do with a couple shows that we ran with ROH, and these are limitless. There are no limits on what we can do with these shows, and I'm expecting some pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah. More kind of reminds me of like Eastern Conference or Raucous Records on the East Coast in the 90s rather than Atlantic or whatever you were talking about.
Right, exactly. Yeah, this is the High and Mighty album.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Note, did you know that
is this where we're going to go with this? We're going to start talking about Mr. Eon?
Yeah, we're going to talk about mixtape hip hop. Did you know that High and Mighty had an album that they released in 2025?
Yeah, actually.
But it's like, it sounds exactly like it came out in 2002. Like, it really is, like, they found a record they never released in 2002. References are more outdated. It's the only difference.
The Sound of Market is the name of the album. I have it downloaded on my iTunes, actually. on the front page of my iTunes. It's right there. High and Mighty. I did not think we're going to talk about that. I did think we're going to talk about that strange knee-high Vale Tudo show that we watched, but we can get into that later because, like we were just talking about, I'd like to stick on this Action show for a little bit. I know the entire card has not been announced. You can announce those other matches if you'd like here, or if you'd like to keep them kind of in the chamber and keep the people waiting, that's fine as well. But why don't you tell us what has been announced or what the people can look forward to at the Action Death Valley Days show?
Okay, so we've got a couple of titles that are going to be did. The Action title, Darian Bangston is defending his title against Ryan Mooney. And that should be really, both those guys are really talented, like grapplers, into being really good sort of overall independent wrestlers. That should be really fun. We've got the TFU.
Yeah, I've been on some shows. Phil, I've been on some shows with Darian Bangston, and he's kind of, I would like him to like an Alex Shelley style grappler of sorts. You know, he's very fluid while he moves around on the mat. So sorry to cut you off there.
Yeah, he's one of sort of like a little bit of a Dan McCabe protege too. So He's from the school as well. I know Dan was like passed on the mantle to him a little bit when he retired. So we're excited to have but both those guys, first time on one of our shows, Segunda Caída shows. He's been on every show. It is going for his wrestling James and Chuck for the TWE title. That's a Chattanooga. Those guys are both Chattanooga local superstars. Tank is, of course, a legend. You know Tank. You put your fist upside Tank's head on Dean One. You know what he can.
I sure did.
Where he delivers. And then we've got Slim J against Tim Bosby. He's kind of an up-and-coming guy with a really good amateur background. He's sort of the action champion for a little while. And Slim J, of course, is an independent pro wrestling legend.
Slim J is one of the best wrestlers you could see, honestly, is Slim J. If you have a chance to see him live.
Really,
go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of chances to steal the show at the first Dean show, and I thought maybe him and Adam Priest did that. Their match on that show was incredible, and we could go into the Slim J archives and talk about all the incredible matches he's had over the 5-year career, and he's still a ridiculous athlete for a guy who's had some miles on his tires, and that should be awesome. We're bringing another pretty exciting match. Our main event is going to be Mad Dog Connolly, who's been in the main or semi-main of all of our shows, against Slade, which should be a pretty that's the first time that's ever happened. Those are the two of maybe the craziest brawlers on the independent scene.
If you were going to talk about a match and possibly use expletives and get us kicked off the air like you tried to do in your last appearance, that Slater versus Mad Dog Connolly match would be the one in which you'd use those that kind of language. Because those two guys, Slade is like straight out of the state penitentiary, and Mad Dog Connolly is also out of his mind if he ever had one to begin with. So,
yeah, I mean, Slade is his gimmick is that he comes from Rikers Island, but he couldn't. We caught him on the first show because he was in prison. It's not really a gimmick. I think he is somebody who. So hopefully he stays out of prison for the next week to work this main event. But he comes off crazy and intense, and he also comes off like that when you see him. I mean, that isn't a guy. This guy's working a convict gimmick, scary convict gimmick. This is a scary convict who's somehow allowed to wrestle in professional wrestling matches. Like there's no real difference between, a nice guy, kind of, but there's no difference between him in the way he wrestles, the way he presents himself, in the way he looks and presents himself when you talk to him backstage. And that, I think, the best brawler in wrestling now, maybe. I mean, I think that maybe you look hyperbolic, but not that hyperbolic. So that should just be completely insane. Like this is the one that was, made me rub my hands together and call when we came up with it. On that same note, Blood and Violence, we've got Nathan, who's one of the best deathmatch wrestlers in the world, taking on Mr. Insanity, Toby Klein, who's kind of an IWA Mid-South legend. Hasn't really been active very much in the last like 10 years, kind of come back to wrestling a little bit. We had him on.
I was going to say, when is the last time I haven't seen that name, unless I was like doom scrolling through Twitter and people were throwing up old clips from death matches 15 years ago. Has he been in Ukraine wrestling in death matches and he just popped back up here in the States? What's going on?
I think he sort of, I think he sort of got his life together and is living a reasonable, happy, successful life, which isn't always how deathmatch wrestlers go, and then decided that he was interested in somehow returning and bleeding more, which is, I don't know, maybe the wisest thing to do when you've got your life together. We had him on, he was part of the Lost Media Gypsy Joe Invitational on Dean, which is only available on the dark web. And then so he actually, Chuck DeVicia went back to his roots, and Chuck DeVicia needs him out on that match, and you said, well, let's make this a single match for our next show. And then the single craziest thing that I've ever achieved, I think, and I've achieved some relatively crazy things. I brought Carl Malenko out of retirement to wrestle Matt Mako, his first wrestling match in 15 years. People who aren't familiar, people who are familiar with Carl Malenko are losing their minds that this happened. The people that aren't familiar with Carl Malenko, maybe the one of the great style wrestlers of all time, incredible grappler, pride fighting champion, student of the Malenkos and Carl Gotch, and looks in incredible shape and very excited to sort of resist.
No offense, but how the hell did you pull that off?
Who does any of the things that I do? Todd, this one, very specifically, a buddy of mine texted me and said, hey, did you see Carl Malenko put something up on his Instagram after like 10 years? I was like, really? That's pretty crazy. Weird that you're subscribed to Carl Malenko's dead Instagram, but apparently he was. So then I hit him up on Instagram and like I said, hey, if you're interested, we're running these shows, we'd love to have you come out of retirement wrestling. Just kind of, you take your shot when they're available. And he responded back to me, and we had kind of talked about maybe trying to pull it off for the last Dean show, but he really said, well, I need to train and get in shape before I really commit to doing this again. And, really, honestly, one of the reasons we're running it is I don't know, the next time we're going to do another Dean show, theoretically this year, but who knows? And so I was like, well, I got to get at least run one show to get Carl Malenko out of retirement. So we kind of put this one together and put together an otherwise very cool card. But it was like, that was the idea. Like, we got to do something so we can have a platform for him to come back. So,
and thank you,
Matt Mako's also.
The Carl Malenko produce.
Matt Mako's show. Yeah, exactly. Well, who knows what's next, right? That's the thing. I'm hoping this goes well, and then who knows what future we have. Maybe that is the next thing. Maybe we just run a U.S. Battle Art show see if I what Juji.com is doing these days.
Well, what you could also try to run is one of these knee-high Gumi shows that we watched last night. You had sent me a match, a absolutely brutal tag match with Yoshiaki Fujiwara and Takamura, who I've never seen before in my life, on one side against Kazunori Murakami and Mitsuya Nagai, who, while awesome, barely did anything in this match.
You don't watch this for Doran Nagai. You watch it for Fujiwara and you watch it for Murakami. And when I found this match just surfing the internet, bored on a Monday, I was like, oh, and this is awesome. These two guys against each other. What I imagined was they just make some cool faces. They're two of the best cool face makers in wrestling history. They kind of glare at each other, and maybe there'd be some, takedowns and things like that. I was not expecting what we got in this match at all.
No, and there's been a little bit of discord lately, or discourse, I should say, about what is good in the world of pro wrestling. And this is as rough and tumble and as fantastic and the best kind of pro wrestling that I perhaps have ever seen. We could talk a little bit about it more in the final segment, but we have short time. We'll be back with you with more Wrestling Observer Live. Cause your loving gets me high, so to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. But I'm lies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is...
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you for the final segment. I am currently joined by writer Phil Schneider. We were way off base talking about Kazunori Murakami gouging Fujiwara's eyes out on some random Valet Tudo promoted show from 1997, but I could sit here and talk to Phil about stuff like that forever. Phil is a great writer, and Phil, why don't you tell everybody where they can find more of you, find some more of your works, and take us home.
An archive of my writing on The Ringer and on Yahoo's Uncrap are the two places where most of it is. I have two books, Way of the Blade, about the 100 gritty matches in professional wrestling history, which has got a lot of things like Fujiwara and Murakami trying to have their eyes out with their thumbs. Way of the Blade AEW edition, which is the W-flavored version of bloody wrestling. And then, you know, we've got three Dean, the first Dean show, which is on IWTV, Dean, which is on YouTube, Dean 3, which is on Honor Club, and then the episode will be on IWTV live streak.
So, as always,
get to Tennessee, check that out.
And as always, on Twitter or X at Phil Schneider, I believe, where you can contact Phil, you can talk to him about all of his fantastic and somewhat eclectic tastes in wrestling. You could talk to him about matches like this, which are like belong in the rough and tumble times in Tupelo, Mississippi in 1850. You could talk about current bloody AEW matches, or you could talk to him about that upcoming Action Death Valley Days show in just a few weeks. So thanks for spending your time along with us today. For myself, and whether he likes it or not, for Phil Schneider, thanks for listening.